You're listening to SBS News.
Cheers as the first trucks carrying a COVID-19 vaccine for widespread use in the United States leave a factory in Michigan. Shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will set in motion the biggest immunisation effort in the nation's history, with around 3 million doses being sent out initially. A vaccine is critical to ending the outbreak in the US, which has seen more than 16 million people infected and almost 300,000 die. Captain Houston Mills is Vice President of Flight Operations and Safety for the United Parcel Service. He says he welcomes the opportunity to deliver hope to people across the country.
You know, I had the privilege years ago of flying F-18s in the United States Marine Corps and, serving in the First Gulf War and a bunch of other things. But, you know, this is a different type of mission. You know, we're literally, you know, at war against this global pandemic. And so to finally have a solution out here that's literally going to help people and save lives, it's just very humbling. And you realize that, like I said, we're part of something much bigger than ourselves.
The first of those to receive the vaccine will be healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Dr. Monsef Slaoui is chief advisor for the US COVID-19 vaccine program, Operation Warp Speed. He's told Fox News they expect to have immunized 100 million people across the country by the end of March.
It is, however, critical that most of the American people decide and accept to take the vaccine. We are very concerned by the hesitancy that we see, the level of hesitancy that we see, but we hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
In Europe, several countries are facing tougher restrictions on social contact as they fight surging case numbers ahead of the Christmas holiday season. Lithuanians have been told to stay home for 3 weeks from Wednesday, with all non-essential shops to be closed and meetings between households banned. Leaving home will be permitted only for work, essential shopping, caring for the sick, attending funerals, and for people to exercise in single household groups. Other restrictions, such as closures of restaurants, gyms, universities and primary and secondary schools, will continue until the 31st of January. Germans will also spend Christmas and New Year under lockdown, with new restrictions to begin on Wednesday and last until at least the 10th of January. All shops selling non-essential goods and most schools will shut, while only five people from two households will be allowed to meet over the festive period. Fireworks and gatherings will be banned on New Year's Eve. Chancellor Angela Merkel says current measures have failed to stop the spread of COVID-19 after Germany recorded more than 20,000 new cases.
Ziel bleibt.
The goal remains, and I would like to emphasize this here, being able to trace contacts again. That means we need a rate of 50 cases per 100,000 people per week, or lower. This all has an impact on the holidays. We know this, but we are forced to take action, and that is what we are now doing.
Meanwhile, the Dutch government is considering imposing further measures to limit the spread of the disease, after the country recorded its biggest daily increase in cases since the end of October. And authorities in Italy are debating which restrictions to enforce over the Christmas holiday period after it overtook Britain as the European country with the highest coronavirus death toll. Closer to home, South Korea has reported its worst weekend for COVID-19 infections since the pandemic began. More than 1,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Sunday, breaking the previous day's total of 950. The previous highest single-day tally was 909 and came in late February. President Moon Jae-in warns COVID-19 restrictions may be raised to the highest level due to the record increases.
It's a very serious and emergency situation. There is nowhere to back down. It's a desperate time to devote all efforts to stop the spread of corona by focusing all quarantine capabilities and administrative power. Unless the outbreak can be contained now, it's come to a critical point to consider escalating the social distancing measures to the third level.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.